Sure.
Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation has decided to take the floor on the issue of compliance with the Convention's obligations, as we are convinced that the credibility of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention is largely due to how we, as state parties, collectively deal with the question of various issues of compliance with the core legal obligations of this convention. Needless to say that this also applies to the regrettable situation, which now seems like a chronic lack of progress in implementing key operative provisions, such as the protracted implementation of Article 5. There is no doubt that the Convention has been a huge success addressing the humanitarian problems caused by anti-personnel mines in its first years. But what seems like an emerging pattern of confirmed and possible non-compliance situations is a threat to the credibility of the Conventions as a whole. It is for this reason that we are deeply alarmed by the information that anti-personnel landmines have been recently used by government forces in three states non-parties to the convention, that is, the Myanmar, North Korea, and Syria. We strongly condemn these actions, and we extend this condemnation to the reported use of anti-personnel mines by the armed non-state actors, such as in Yemen or in Ukraine, as well as to the use of victim-activated improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, in Afghanistan and Iraq. We should also like to remind this meeting about strongly substantiated reports of anti-personnel landmines use in previous years in at least three states parties to this convention: South Sudan, Sudan, and Yemen. We therefore urge that the states and non-state actors concerned by these reports swiftly address these issues, provide the necessary clarifications based on thorough investigations, and take the appropriate legal steps. All necessary measures should be taken to prevent and suppress any future prohibited action and to ensure that, firstly, no more human suffering will be caused from these inhumane weapons, and secondly, that those that have fallen victim receive the adequate assistance. To conclude, Mr. President, it is the responsibility of every state party to ensure compliance with the Convention. It is, however, equally important how each individual state party respond to questions regarding their own compliance, and then how we as a collective address these situations in order to protect the integrity of the Convention and to ensure the protection of the civilians. Finally, we would like to take this opportunity to commend the efforts by the civil society, the ICBL, and the Human Rights Watch in particular, in providing relevant facts and continuously putting these issues on our agenda. I thank you.